Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com.
What if we fed them more garbage? They wouldn't even ever know they're starving. What if we strung up the artist? Just another way to bring the people back to darkness. What if we bought out the markets and owned their apartments and local police departments? We were hiring in hopes of finding who's conspiring.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Senator.
Today, I want to talk about how things have changed at the Reader, the Chicago Reader, since the new investment team took over. How have things changed?
Well, they haven't changed for me. Nothing ever changes for me. The good news is that I think we're close to reaching an agreement, a contractual agreement with the Reader staffers, the editorial staffers, the union, and the management, which is largely a lot of union guys, including Bob Ryder, who's in this studio all the time for interviews as well. In fact, we tease Bob about that. We call him Boss Man. And would you like to have an egg roll, Mr. Ryder?
So for our listeners' information, the Reader staff went without a contract after organizing to unionize for at least a year.
Oh, my God.
Year and a half?
No, we voted to form a collective bargaining unit in January of 2015. And we're still without a contract. And Rapports, who was the previous owner, was really dragging out the negotiations. And it was very getting tense. We voted, actually, what was the exact wording? Not to go on strike, but...
Authorize
a strike. Thank you. I think we talked about that.
We did.
Yeah. It was really tense. I'm not on the bargaining unit anymore because of the radio show. I don't have the time. I used to be on. I went to a lot of bargaining sessions. So I think we're going to reach an agreement. So in that way, it's good.
So what's the ownership changed hands? The bargaining resumed, as far as you know. Negotiations resumed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not part of them again. I don't go to them.
But you hear that you're close to a contract.
I hear we're close. And they immediately gave a nominal raise. People hadn't gotten a raise in 10 years or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was just, I guess, their way of good faith. So it's...
very encouraging.
Yeah, it's encouraging. But the state of journalism, I just had Rick Tallender on the show. I don't know if you heard him.
Sports writer.
He's a sports writer for the Sun-Times, but he writes a lot about politics and sports. I really enjoyed that interview a lot. You know, we're two old-timers. And he goes, Ben, those days are past, you know, like newspapers, what's the model? And the endless conversation. And he said it in a very artful way. He was talking about like how you have to put out a newspaper and all the work, the labor that's involved in printing a newspaper and getting it out, as opposed to putting it on the internet, you know. So I don't know if anyone, including the new owners of the Sun-Times/Reader, have figured out, you know, how to make money off of this thing. But I really hope they do, because it's the future of the paper I love.
Well, they've lined up enough investors. I mean, they had to convince the Department of Justice they could, as I recall, float the operation in terms of cash flow for a year and a half, 2 years?
It sounds about right. I don't know. I can't remember.
And they've got some deep-pocketed investors who are in the partnership that did the purchase.
And they have the unions.
Yeah.
They have unions, too. Don't forget the unions. That's why I mentioned Ryder, because he's for Chicago Federation of Labor, and they're one of the groups that owns. So I'm interviewing my boss. You talk about a precarious situation. I'm going, look, Ryder, give me a raise.
There are a couple other investors that, when I saw that they were part of the team, caused me to raise my eyebrows, namely a lawyer, Sidney Skip Herman, who, according to the Sun-Times, is, quote, a close friend of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The two have vacationed together often at Herman's Montana home, where they have been known to fly fish for trout.
Wait, Rahm fly fishing? Are you sure?
That's what your Bright One reported.
My beloved Bright One. How did I miss that? I would have been all over that.
It was at a rundown of who the investors
were. Yeah, no, but I just missed the fly fishing one. I would have figured Rahmer was a fly. Rahm, I do not believe Rahm ever fly fished.
Trout.
I do not believe that. Can you imagine, Rahm? Come on, just pause. I mean, there's a lot of patience. The whole thing about fly fishing. And I watched it as it skipped over.
Can you imagine perhaps sitting on a nice, comfortable chair while a servant actually does the casting?
I don't believe that. I do not believe Rahm Emanuel has ever fly fished in his life. I could see him at Old Boy's place in Montana. I can understand that. I'm not doubting that. But I do not believe he fly fished with the dude, all right?
And another one is housing developer and property manager Elsie Higginbottom.
Oh, yeah, he was just in the Bright One.
Okay, who has also been a major donor and fundraiser for Rahm Emanuel and former Mayor Richard Daley.
Yeah.
Again, according to the Sun-Times, Higginbottom, quote, manages thousands of apartments subsidized by the Chicago Housing Authority and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. He collected more than $44 million in rent subsidies from HUD in 2015, end quote. So you have any perspectives on these kinds of folks being also your bosses?
Man, I've been owned by so many people. This is like a nicer crew. At one point, Ronner was my boss.
That's right. He was a part of the partnership that owned Rapports.
All the different bosses I've ever owned. My favorite, well, I shouldn't say favorite because that's not fair. It's like saying favorite kid over another. But the original Reader owners who created the Reader and hired me originally, God bless them all, and then cashed out, sold it. They were my first bosses. They sold to some collection. I forget the name. I put it out of my mind. Creative Flow Thing.
Yes, that's
all
it.
Right? They immediately paid too much money for the Reader, borrowed so much money they had to pay back the loan. They had to start firing people.
They
all right?
Leveraged up the wazoo.
Yeah, all right. So they lost control of the Reader to a hedge fund. A hedge fund. Freaking hedge fund owned me. That was my boss. I'm sure they were not for Bernie Sanders, all right? So after they fattened the goose, it was good times because they were going to sell it, and they sold it to Rapports, a consortium of business people, not unlike old fly fisherman guy and Elsie, who I actually like. I've known Elsie. They sold it, and it was Rauner was one of them.
Uh-huh.
Rocky Wirtz was another one. He owns the Blackhawks.
Uh-huh.
Michael Sachs, who's one. You talk about friends with Rahm.
Yeah.
Michael Sachs is Rahm's closest friend.
Huge fundraiser for Rahm.
Fundraiser, gave money. All those years, I was writing all those columns, bashing Rahm, being interviewed by Dave Gloatz, talking about that. Michael Sachs owned the Reader. He was one of the owners. He didn't literally own it. Bruce Rauner was one of the owners. They never said anything to me about it. So it's sort of like...
That puts it in perspective.
Yeah, it's like, in this business, what's the difference? One Rahm friend is now an investor. There was another Rahm friend who was an investor. They leave me alone. And,
got it.
You know, that's one of the great things about America. They leave me alone, man, to write my things blasting Rahm. And so yeah, I can't complain. And I'll say this about Rahm. I'm going to say something nice about Rahm. How about that? Ready?
Ready, folks.
All right, here we go. He leaves me alone, too. You know, I mean, they never send in building inspectors or... One time they send these lunk-headed precinct captains over to try to convince me to vote for Rahm, but I don't even think he had anything to do with it. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And I got into a fight with the guy.
Right.
So, you know, I've been very fortunate in that respect. So it's just a different group of investors. Let's just think about it, Dave. If you have money to invest in something as speculative as a newspaper, and God bless you for doing that because you're keeping this industry alive, most likely you're going to be a Rahm supporter.
Because?
Rich guys are for Rahm.
Ah, it just goes with the class.
Right? But a lot of people, maybe they like to read a different opinion or maybe they like a child. I don't know. But all these people, think about that for a moment. Rauner owned the Sun. I would be writing articles slamming Rahm. This is before I really knew who Rauner was. I just knew him as a name, you know. I didn't see him in
his
action.
His profile wasn't that high.
Yes, his profile wasn't that high. But I knew he was a Republican, one of these... socially moderate Republicans, but vehemently anti-union Republicans of that ilk. Now I see he's sort of abandoning his social moderate, but whatever. Anyway, but all those years, they let me do my thing. And all I can say is they're honorable men when it comes to running a newspaper in terms of letting me have my say.
Well, let's hope that honor persists.
Yeah, really. Let's hope that honor persists. Absolutely. Amen to that, Dave Gloatz.
Listeners, here's an update. A week after Ben and I recorded this interview, the union representing the Reader editorial staff signed a one-year contract with the new owners of Sun-Times Media. You can read all about it in a Reader article by Ben. To find it, follow the link that you'll find in the description of this interview at shygov.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/insidegov. That's inside G-O-V. I'm Dave Gloatz. Thanks for listening.
Lay down your arms to the hand that feeds. You're dead wrong if you think you're free.
cough up your bones and gear the machine. You're dead wrong if you think you're free.